It's an account that captivates our hearts and the hearts of many around the world. We've just heard God's word. And yes, it was put in some different orders to make the story flow, but it's refreshing, isn't it, to hear God's word. And as we wrap up our time together today, I don't have a long message for you. The message can be comprised in a four-letter word, look. Look. You realize that the people of Judea and Israel, they were looking for the Messiah, the Christ. The Christ, the one who was promised by the prophets, the one who was promised even as in Genesis chapter 3, who would defeat Satan. They were looking for the Messiah. As we heard in our reading today, we saw a young woman, Mary, confronted by the angel. And the angel said to her, "You are the one. You are the one." Joseph also received news that the Messiah will be born to Mary. Elizabeth and Zacharias were a part of this incredible story as God came and gave to them a child who was to be a forerunner, one who would go before and proclaim and prepare the way so that the people could look for the Messiah. You see, John the Baptist and his appearing was also an answer to a prophecy. And so as he came and appeared in Judea, the people knew something was up. God was doing something. And those who were fearing God and who looked for the Messiah, they listened. Now the religious leaders of those days, you don't have to read too much further into the Gospels. You get to know and understand that they were consumed with a certain look themselves. As they looked at the Old Testament scriptures, they saw ways that they could look good. And thus interpreted these things as a self-righteousness. And though they said they looked for the Messiah, they were more concerned as to how they looked to the people around them. Therefore, the people of Judea were largely deceived by their own religious leaders, left in a blindness and a darkness. But nevertheless, God brought light. As we contemplate that trip to Bethlehem, Joseph and Mary were told by the angel that they were to have a child, and that child was the Son of God, and that child was to be named Jesus. And so as they traveled to Bethlehem, they looked and anticipated what God was going to do. And God did. And the child, Jesus, God in human flesh, was born. Born in a manger, humble means. And God knew that some people were looking. God knew that He had the answer to the searching hearts of people, to the hearts of people who recognized their own sin and own inadequacies, who looked for something, someone. Looked for God to do something. And so the heavenly host appeared to these shepherds. And as the shepherds beheld the angelic host, the angels said, look, listen. He is born in Bethlehem. Go, look, and see. I have to smile as I consider these shepherds, which, by the way, are the lowest of low. Dirty, smelly, and yet watching over the very lambs that would go to the temple for sacrifice. They saw him. They saw him first. It's interesting, as they departed from there, they left proclaiming a message. Look, he is here, praising God and calling attention to the Messiah and his presence. Well, we also know that there were a group of men who were looking to the heavens. And they looked to the heavens and they saw a star. And what did this star mean? Well, to them, they understood something special was happening in Judea. And they looked and they followed this star, which, by the way, God put there at that time to guide them to the baby. They came and they looked upon this baby, the Son of God, and they worshiped him. Simeon, he was told by God, listen, you will not die until you see the Lord's Christ. Whoa. And so that day he went into the temple and looked, and behold, there was this couple, and he beheld the Savior. As we contemplate looking, we realize that the Lord Jesus lived a perfect and sinless life on the earth. And some 33 years later, after his birth, crowds of people looked upon him in a different way. They looked upon him as he hung on the cross. And as he hung there on the cross, declaring such truths as, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It is finished. What you may say is finished. The payment of sin has been found. It is in his blood. And then, of course, on that third day, Mary came and the disciples, and they looked, and the tomb was empty. He was not there. And people beheld him for 40 days. He was alive. And then they looked, his disciples looked and watched as he arose and ascended to be on the right hand of the Father. And you know what? Listen, what makes Christmas so special is not just that Jesus came, but that he is coming again. And dear ones, as you listen to this and celebrate Christmas, look for him. But the question might be in your hearts, I'm not ready to see him. And dear ones, listen, I am here to tell you, nobody knows the day, the time, when he will come. The challenge of God's word is be ready now. The scripture says in Hebrews chapter 9, for then must he have often suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. That's Jesus. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. And so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Are you looking for Jesus today? And dear ones, if you are secure in Jesus as your Savior, if you have trusted in His Word and His blood for the forgiveness of your sins, you look for Him with anticipation and with hope. But you may be here today and you don't know salvation through Jesus Christ. You don't know Him as the only way for your sins to be forgiven. And so to look for Him is a scary proposition. Many will say, I'll wait till tomorrow, or next year, or I'll wait until this certain event has happened in my life. And dear ones, God's Word tells us again, now is the time. Today is the day for salvation. Heavenly Father, as we celebrate You, we look for You. We look for You the second time. And we look for You as our Savior. And we pray for our loved ones. And I pray for those that may be here within the sound of my voice today who are not ready for Him to come that second time. That God, this would be the day, this would be the season when they come to trust You as Savior. God, we have enjoyed this time together. As we sing this final song, lift up our hearts with joy. For You are our Lord and coming King. Amen.